Welcome back. Mark Schneidman here. I am my client's realtor. In the background, you're hearing The Knack, a song that was made famous quite a long time ago, over 20 years ago, I'd say. I don't know if there's a date on that. 1980. Wow, 30 years ago. And because I started a segment in the first, I started a topic. That was a little High Sharona, a little bit. And how celebrities becoming real estate agents, and how I met one. What was her name? Cindy Amuel. She wasn't a really... Here we go. This is a... Oh, there it was. My Sharona. Okay, that leads into Sharona Halperin. She was 17 years old in 1980. She was the inspiration for the song My Sharona. It's a number one hit by Los Angeles band The Knack. Today, she sells high-end real estate in West L.A. And so then they talked about, here we go. It's actually one of my all-time favorite songs, kind of, you know, a 70s kind of rock song. There she is, Sharona Halperin. Maybe we should have her on the show. See what she's got to say. Maybe she's singing for us. So then it goes, okay, thank you. So then it goes to a guy who played on General Hospital, Stuart Damon, and his son Christopher, who was also in the industry, and now they're selling real estate. So you never know. You never know who's going to appear around your door. Could be some radio personality trying to sell real estate. You never know. Okay, let me fit in the year-to-date stats. 2008, 2009, 2010, through basically the first 9 months of the year. You read a lot of national headlines. Sales are down. But the sales of single-family homes in Santa Barbara for the first 9 months are up just about 14.5% from 2009. And they're up from 2008 as well, not quite as much. Now, the median price is about the same, $855,000 for 2010 for the first 9 months, $855,000. In 2009, it was $850,000, so it's about the same. So you have a higher number of sales. You actually have 83 more sales through the first 9 months. But if the median price is about the same, that means about half of those are going to be under the median price, $855,000. However, at closer examination of those 83 increased number of sales, 37% of them, 31 of those 83 were over $1,150,000. And that's a 16% increase over the number sold over $1,150,000. So, you know, yes, median price is low. Yes, the median price means it's a reflection of what people are buying. A lot of people are buying low-end property. There's been a lot of low-end property, and that's why the median price is that low. But remember, year-to-date, almost consistently for 2009 and 2010, still about 30%, 31, 32% of the sales are above $1,150,000. Some of those are real high-end, a tough market, certainly between maybe $900,000 and $1,005,000, tough market. Jumbo money, loans are tough to get. However, last week I gave the examples of multiple buyers in the $1,006,000 range on one property, all-cash buyers. A lot of all-cash transactions occurring. So, good to see an increased number of sales. Good to see that a percentage of those are also in the higher end. And good to see a lot of people, you know, buying and getting into property. That's a good thing. The average, I told you the median price about the same for 2009 and 2010, but the average jumped up a little bit, as indicated by when I told you that we had an increase in the number of sales over $1,150,000. So the average went from $1,430,000 in 2009 to $1,460,000 in 2010 for the first 9 months of the year. So that's a good thing. And it's actually precisely 33.5% of the listings that sold year to date were over $1,150,000. Last year at this time, it was actually 33%, so exactly the same. I didn't mean to imply that it was an increase of 16% over $1,150,000, but just that's too complicated. Doesn't matter. Good news is there's more selling. Now, if you go back to 2008, 47.6% of the listings sold were over $1,150,000. Why? Well, the median price, half the homes sold, was $1,090,000. So naturally, you'd get a lot more sales up in that range. So clearly, we know what's selling and we see what's selling. We've seen prices come down in different categories. But good to see an increase in the number of sales and an increase in the average, meaning we have higher end sales selling. That's your little tidbit information for 2008, 2009, and 2010 year-to-date sales for the first 9 months of the year, 2010. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, 452-2428 to get a hold of me, Mark Schneidman, your local realtor after the program. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update. Sorry I didn't have time for motoring with Mark, but we'll do that next week.